We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as always, somebody that we trust to deliver us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Good, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with a story that you penned yourself and sort of dominated the Tuesday Chronicle Telegram. Once again, we're talking radio on the radio. A little bit of controversy here, though. We've got some investigating going on between Sheriff Phil Stamitti and our Lorain County Commissioners. Dave, what is the latest here? What the heck is going on?
Yeah, so as we've gone over in the past, in the very recent past, the sheriff, his deputies, Lorain County Fire Chiefs are at odds with two out of three commissioners, with Commissioner David Moore and Commissioner Jeff Riddell, after those two commissioners rescinded the contract to provide emergency radios to the deputies and potentially to the fire departments that wanted them. That happened back in January, and the parties have been at odds ever since. Well, now the Lorain County Sheriff's Office has launched an investigation, and Sheriff Phil Stamitti announced Monday that, this matter obviously has been, subject to controversy. And he said in a news release that he's looking into the, quote, methods and processes which have taken place as it relates to Lorain County's efforts to secure a new radio system for its first responders. So this is something that Commissioner Moore met with some anger. He was pretty fired up when I reached him for comment the other day, and he basically said, look, I've been calling for this investigation since late 2021. The Chronicle Telegram had written an editorial. Our editorial folks had written one basically asking for the same thing in December of 2021. And this is something that that some other parties have requested, have called for. Accusations possibly of bid rigging, of pushing the possible contracts, to one vendor or to another. A lot of arguing back and forth, a lot of name calling, and some anger among elected officials, and also among the rank and file of fire departments and the deputies as well, as sheriff's deputies as well. Lorain County Prosecutor J.D. Thomas is staying out of the whole thing because he represents both the sheriff's department and the county commissioners as the elected prosecutor as their legal counsel. So we might possibly be seeing a special prosecutor if it gets to that point. Also, there is still a state auditor's investigation ongoing. I reached out for a comment to State Auditor Keith Faber's office late last night, or the other night, I should say. That would have been, gosh, my days are running together, Rock. I reached out Monday night. My apologies. But I reached out, and they're still investigating, whether there was any wrongdoing in the awarding of contracts to Cleveland Communications Incorporated. That is the company that won the contract that was approved back in December and then was rescinded in January.
So a lot to unpack here, certainly, as Dave, you had a great article. Again, this is in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, so if our listeners want to find out more, pick up a copy of Tuesday's Chronicle, or if you are a subscriber, find that digital e-edition online at chronicleT.com. I don't even really know exactly what the next steps here are. We just sort of have to wait and see where this investigation goes. In the meantime, I'm sure our first responders kind of uneasy with the lack of getting new radios that they so desperately want and need. So we will see what kind of happens next with this investigation, again led by Sheriff Phil Stamitti. Elsewhere in the Chronicle Telegram, Dave, your colleague Kevin Martin had an article about something our own Craig Adams talked about in Tuesday's news. What's going on with Elyria City Council in these ARPA plans?
Yeah, well, council's trying to figure out how to spend their remaining share of American Rescue Plan Act funding. That was discussion by council's two council's committees on Monday, and as Kevin reported, Mayor Frank Whitfield has basically said, look, we need to figure out, can we issue bonds? Can we use the money to pay back, the ARPA funds to pay back the bonds? He wants to know, what are council members' priorities? And I mean, some of those, Councilwoman Donna Mitchell, for example, tackle, you know, be more aggressive, really tackle resurfacing the roads. Issue 6 funds, the city has already go towards that, but there's a major backup, and there has been for years, a major backup in, you know, in fixing potholes, resurfacing city streets. There's just dozens upon dozens of streets that need work. Andrew Lippian, the independent representing the First Ward, said that, you know, city should use its ARPA money to keep police officers, also address, you know, some flooding problems that the city has. Council President Vic Stewart, Councilman Kenny Oswald of the Fourth Ward, both Democrats, said that there's some need to support projects that maintain and enhance basic city services, according to Kevin's reporting. So yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a big list of wants. Whether or not that's the same as the list of needs, we'll have to see. And Mayor Whitfield basically said, and I'm quoting again here from Kevin's story, as opposed to me saying, here's what I think we should do, I was like, what do we want to do collectively? What do the residents want to do? What do people see as needs? Let's collectively come up with a shared vision for how we move forward versus trying to push something through that I have an agenda on or something like that. So Mayor Whitfield basically saying, you know, what does everybody think we should do? What does everybody want to do? He recommended, you know, maybe getting rid of dilapidated buildings, maybe, you know, improving, you know, sort of the city's home beautification grant program that gives grant funds to some homeowners who meet certain requirements and they can, you know, improve their homes, you know, make them more accessible, make them more beautiful. Just basically make the city look a little bit better. There's also some concern about whether or not you can use ARPA funds on, you know, say, hiring more police officers, retaining police officers. All of that money has to be, you know, has to be encumbered by the end of, I believe, by the end of 2024 and then spent by the end of 2026.
All right. So, again, we'll see what kind of happens next with this, the funds needing to be spent by the end of 2024. As you said there, Dave, in a great article here by Kevin Martin. You can read more in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram and, again, at ChronicleT.com. As we are once again joined this morning by Dave O'Brien on the local beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Kevin, and all of your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, I've been in trial, and we tend to try to stay away from some of the court coverage as it changes day to day. But I've been in trial for the better part of a week and a half now, on the Stephen Gilbert case in Judge James Rinaldi's courtroom. So please, you know, read more about that. Caution, it is a little some of the testimony is a little bit trying, a little bit of a content warning there. There's some difficult stuff. But also, Owen McMillan will have some stories from Avon Lake. He's working on Avon Lake's Arbor Day celebration, the preview for that upcoming event. Also, Avon Lake Police, dealing with some retirements. I know Owen's working on that story. And then more from Carissa Wojtak and from what happened to Lorain City Council on Monday.
All right, so again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues over there at the CT, pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. And like you said there, Dave, you've been in the court working on that Gilbert trial, and I promise, you know, I'll peel back the curtain a bit for our listeners. We know about this stuff. We just try to avoid things like that here on the segment, as Dave said, just because there are some difficult things to unpack there. But we are certainly well aware, as Dave has been hard at work bringing you guys the latest in regards to the court news. So, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week. What do you got for this week's Scanner story?
Well, we're going to go to the old standby, Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, and their Twitter feed reports. And this one's pretty wild. So strap in. Reports a disturbance at the Chuck E. Cheese in Parma, where one woman reported that 4 other women were sitting at the front table vaping marijuana.
Could this potentially, Dave, have come across the scanner 6 days ago on the 20th day of this fine fourth month of the year? Is that perhaps when we saw this story come through the fine establishment that is Chuck E. Cheese?
Oddly enough, not. If I'm getting it right, this is April 22nd.
Oh, wow!
So maybe a couple days too late after that that sometimes auspicious, otherwise inauspicious for many people day of of April.
Wow, would not have believed that. Well, hey, what do you know? Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid and, well, also perhaps partake in illegal activities. So who would have guessed that? Entertaining Scanner story as always, my friend. That was a good one. That was a good one right there. One of my favorites in recent memory. So again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the Chronicle Telegram, again, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. Support local journalism and find that digital e-edition online anytime at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great, Rocco. And yes, local journalism matters, and we appreciate anybody out there who's willing to support us. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week for more of that.